Dan McGroarty was special assistant to President George H.W. Bush and today advises the U.S. government on critical materials. When the Molycorp mine closed, he says China was already well on its way to becoming the king of rare earths.
There's a point at which the lines cross. The United States production declines, the Chinese production's ramping up. Those lines crossed somewhere around 1986.
So how did they pull it off? What were the factors that allowed them to basically take this away from us?
Well, the advantage of lower labor costs would be a place to start. Also, environmentally, almost no environmental constraints around mining, safety considerations for the miners doing the mining, in huge contrast to the United States. So that translates directly into lower pricing.